My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2021 Craft Beer Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Beer Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I wanted to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this taste of CBC 2021. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help get good things out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers. There we go. I've got a new friend, Molly. I want to introduce you all to my new friend, Molly. Say hi, Molly.
Hey, everyone. My name is Molly Lamb.
Molly Lamb. Tell us what you do and why you're here at CBC.
So I am here as representing Bruvana. I am the face of that brand, and I am the host of their Brews Less Traveled podcast and beer club.
So I am aware of Bruvana. But tell me more, because I'm mildly aware.
Yeah, so we are an online community for the craft beer enthusiast, and we really cultivate wonderful virtual experiences. So my side is I host our beer club called Brews Less Traveled, and it's also a podcast releasing new episodes each week. And the cool thing about this beer club, because it's not like any other one, so we focus on undiscovered craft beer cities each month.
Okay, so like emerging beer markets?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, so not places you would typically think of, like maybe Pittsburgh, maybe Lexington, places that wouldn't really come to mind of having these wonderful craft beer scenes that are already emerging and getting bigger and better each day. And then all of the beer club members, they can subscribe to the membership, and then they can get all of the beers shipped right to their door. So it'll be four different breweries that we feature and six beers total, plus different little like city keepsakes, fun little inclusions, you know?
Nice.
So things that kind of tell a story about the city and kind of get you excited to maybe travel there. So it's really, it's a great beer club and podcast for anyone who loves traveling and craft beer.
Well, that's perfect because, I mean, you and I both know if we're thinking about places we want to go to like drink beer and just kind of like hit it out of the park in the first place we hit, you know, okay, we're in Denver, that's one of them, you know, San Diego, Bend, Portland, there's plenty, Austin, Texas, there's
Asheville,
plenty of places.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just, we haven't even gotten to the East Coast yet. But you and I both know that in these places that are not in the top of that top 10 list, there's amazing beer that has yet to be discovered, or these emerging markets, beer hotspots that you know are not on the public radar yet. What are some of your favorites that you've experienced so far?
Some of my favorite cities overall?
Yes, for beer.
Definitely Cincinnati. If you
really?
Have not been to Cincinnati, there is such an amazing beer scene there, and as well as a beer history. They actually have lagering tunnels that are built underneath the city from post-prohibition. It's incredible. The history there's a whole brewing heritage trail. It's really phenomenal. And one of my all-time favorite breweries is there. It's called Listerman. They make my favorite peanut butter porter and this Irish cream stout that they actually brew with true Irish cream. It's delicious. And I had them on the podcast. They were actually our first females that we had on the podcast. So it was a really wonderful episode for me personally. And I had so much fun there. The vibe was great, kind of like a little watering hole, you know, not like this massive tap room. The front part just kind of felt like your little local bar. It was wonderful. And then Rheingeist was amazing too. One of the best rooftops I've been to. So that's a must see if you go to Cincinnati. But overall, that's probably been my favorite craft beer city.
So far, well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about some of these places that people ought to visit or rediscover if you're close by. I mean, there's a lot to be said about staycationing, especially with the recent events in the past year and a half of just kind of staying close to home and rediscovering all those cool places. So Bruvana and Brews Less Traveled, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Have a great CBC.
Yeah, you too.